Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WPOI St. Petersburg Clearwater.
Hot 101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
Here's Holly with what's hot in Hollywood.
Let's talk about Pete Davidson, because remember I told you he took a big break from social media after he and Ariana Grande split up, and then he was back with basically promo for his new movie, and that's what brought him back to Instagram. Well, other than that, he was pretty silent until yesterday, and this was personal. He posted a little note on Instagram. He said, "I'm trying to understand how when something happens to a guy, the whole entire world just trashes him without any facts or frame of reference." And then I'm sort of condensing it. He said, "I've been getting online bullied and in public by people for 9 months. But no matter how hard the internet or anyone tries to make me kill myself, I won't." And then he went on to say that he's there for all the people, the kids that, you know, get bullied and maybe aren't as strong as he is at this moment, you know, that whole thing. So it was just, I actually commented on it. I was like, stay strong, Pete. Mm. I can't imagine what it must be like for Pete Davidson, who people felt like he wasn't good enough for Ariana in the first place. Mm. And now that they're not together anymore, people like, go die? What?
I really hope that he has someone that's separating him from his social media as much as possible.
I do, too.
Because that is just such a painful thing to go through, a breakup where, you know, you already feel like this shouldn't be happening to me.
Right.
And so then when it gets, you know, it goes out of your fingertips, and then you, who is already dealing with low self-esteem.
By the way, he put in the post, he's like, "I've been open with my depression. I've been open with bipolar borderline personality disorder." So, I mean, he's right. It's pretty heartbreaking. So I was like, gosh, I hope people leave. Like, who is feeling that terrible about themselves that they got to go bully Pete Davidson?
I really want to speak to someone who does that. Like, who maybe you're young and you don't realize the actions and the power of your words. And maybe maybe you're like a super Ariana fan and you want to defend her and you think that's what it is sticking up for her. I would love to talk to you just to see, like, what do you think? Like, have you thought about what could happen? Like, worst case scenario? Pete Davidson took his own life, how would you feel that you contributed to that?
Ugh. You know? My stomach just got sick thinking about that.
But that's, people don't think about the consequences of their words.
No, they don't. And man, words are so powerful. All right, so anyway, that was that one. I wanted to also, speaking of words being powerful, here's an interesting tidbit about Lady Gaga and Madonna. There's a little beef that's sort of been brewing for a while. I feel like Madonna accused Lady Gaga of, like, stealing her bits a while ago, like years ago. Well, things heated up again yesterday. During an interview, in fact, not just one, during multiple interviews for A Star Is Born, Lady Gaga repeatedly dropped various versions of this quote.
"There can be 100 people in the room and 99 don't believe in you, but I had this one incredible talent."
She was talking about Bradley Cooper because she's been paying homage to him the whole time.
Right.
Which, obviously, they have a good relationship. Well, Madonna posted a video yesterday on Instagram of herself back in the 80s saying this.
"There's 100 people in the room and 99 people say they liked it. I only remember the one person who didn't."
Now, obviously the quotes are similar.
Yeah.
It is worth noting that it is opposite. Madonna's quote is opposite of Lady Gaga's. Lady Gaga saying she was inspired by having one person believe in her. Madonna was saying she was motivated by having one person not believe in her. So it's a different quote.
Right.
It just goes about it the same way, but it's almost like, I find it like, Madonna, what, can you stop trying to make yourself relevant right now?
You know, I just, sometimes, because Lady Gaga has taken, you know, sort of, I feel like the millennial version of what a Madonna dig would be.
Sure.
Where even in Lady Gaga's documentary that's on Netflix, and she took a little dig at her, and it was basically like, well, and if I'm misquoting. Please apologize. I apologize because it's been a few months since I've seen it. But I think it was something like, well, I really respect her and look up to her. And I tried to talk to her, but she wouldn't talk to me. It was that sort of like, who's the bigger person?
Right.
And so I think Madonna's just like, I ain't got nothing to lose. I got my money. I'm just going to keep throwing bars wherever I can.
And like, why though?
She's got nothing else to do.
True. Well, that's what's hot in Hollywood with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.